Today we're continuing reading about Bharat Maharaj's lamentation over separation from deer. All I can say is the clown that material energy made of not only the emperor, son of Lord Rishabhdev, who's supreme lord, the spiritual master of his brothers, but a greatly accomplished Vaishnava, to just be babbling on about some deer. And Srila Prabhupada, at the end of the purport, points out that as a result of his excessive attachment, Bharat Maharaj became a deer. And during the class, we're talking about the fact that there's often, I know I meet people especially who are from some other yoga disciplines and who believe in reincarnation. There's this concept that once you've attained the human form of life, that's it. You don't fall down. So, of course, here is a very clear example that you do. Even if you become a human being, you can again become an animal. But more than that, not just a matter of falling down from the human form of life, but that even if you're a devotee, you can then become an animal. And not just by committing some kind of heinous offense, but just by being careless in the discharge of devotional service. That's what this example is about. So, of course, there are some other things that we need to now hear balance out. What about Krishna says yoga brashto sanjayate? What happens to the yogi who's incomplete in his devotion? Or nahabik abhinaso sti pratyavayana vidyate? What happens to someone in the small discharge of devotional service that's meant to protect it from the most dangerous type of peer, Prabhupada says, which is falling down into the animal species? But before we get to that, we see that Bharat Maharaj is not the only example. There's the example of Maharaj Chitraketu. For a quote-unquote offense to Lord Shiva, he took birth as a demon. So, again, another non-human form of life, and, you know, demon, animal, probably being an animal is even better than being in a demon's body. And he was also a highly accomplished Vaishnava. So the presumption that just because we're devotees, we're guaranteed to go back to Godhead no matter what, or at least, well, in my next life, I'll be a continue my devotional service in my next life, is not necessarily the case. Here we see that either due to inattention or due to offense, we can then lose our wonderful opportunity at going back to Godhead and again be distracted in a form other than that of a Vaishnav. All right, but what about the other quotes? Well, in the first, where Arjuna is asking Krishna, what happens to the yogi who doesn't complete his course of perfection? And then Krishna says, Suchinam Shimitam Dehi Yogo Brashto Sanjayati. Here, the question isn't what happens to a yogi who falls down from his position, it's just that he's progressing, but he hasn't actually achieved perfection. Like Srila Prabhupada sometimes gives the example, if you go to 50% in this life, then you start off at 50% or 51% in your next life. But here, the example of Bharat Maharaj is not someone who's progressing, but someone who's regressing. he reached a certain stage of perfection, and from there he's going down. And if you go down, and at the time of death, yam yam vapi swaram vapam, you happen to be thinking of a deer, or who knows, a hypothetical example, a devotee who's got a dog, a pet, and all of a sudden his family members abandon him or leave him as all of his family attachment gets focused on his pet, and he's careless about his devotional progress, and then next thing you know, he's taking birth as a dog. By Bharat Maharaj's example, it's possible. So, in answer to the sixth chapter question of Arjuna, yes, someone continues either in the aristocratic family or in another yogi in his next life or as a devotee if he doesn't actually complete his devotional activity. But that does not necessarily mean if he's careless in his devotion and he goes down. And in the second chapter verse, Svapam apyasya dharma satraya te mahatovaya, yes, if you perform some little devotional activity, that will protect you from the greatest type of fear. But then once again, the implication is that this is some type of progressive advancement in spiritual life, and that one may again continue in the next life. But it's a verse, it's a sutra. What does it mean? Does it mean that it's impossible that in one's next life one becomes an animal? Well, the fifth canto story of Bharat Maharaj here then at length through many chapters qualifies that it is possible, but your devotional service is never lost. Whatever devotional service you perform, that continues on. You won't regress forever into hundreds of animal lives, as one would be if one is a demoniac in one's conduct. And we see from the example of Bharat Maharaj that even as a deer, even as an animal, one is not in an ordinary condition. For him, he retained memory of his past life, sought out the association of devotees, and then was born again as Bharat Maharaj in his next life. So yes, svapamapyasya dharmasya, a little devotional activity protects you from the type of regression that a sinful life may cause a sinful person, such as it's described that if one kills a cow, then one has to take birth in the hellish species for as many hairs as there are on the body of a cow. That will not happen if you engage in devotional activity. But it's possible that one can slip down into the lower forms of life. So these type of statements, for instance, when Nrisingadev tells Prahlad Maharaj that yes, so many generations of your family will be liberated. What does it mean, time-wise, chronologically, that they'll be liberated? Does that mean that immediately at that moment that he stated it? Or does that mean that they're on the path of liberation and that they will achieve liberation as well? I take it that by the execution of devotional service, others also benefit and begin their own devotional path and also attain liberation by the blessings of the Vaishnava, by the blessings of the Lord. So in the same way, although Krishna says, yes, one is protected from that greatest type of danger, but there's also a time frame. And if in the meantime one is careless about devotional practice, then one may, for some short period of time, slip down to a lower species of life. In any case, to summarize, we need to be very, very careful. Maya can sweep us off course in the same way that when you're on the ocean, a little wind can sweep you off course, and just a little divergence can end up sending you hundreds and thousands of miles off course. So we should be very careful, and the association of Vaishnavas is what gives us the type of protection and guarantee that we don't get swept off course like Bharat Maharaj did, who was all alone by himself in the jungle with no one other than animals. Hare Krishna.